Let's now look at the differentiation of sequences and series of functions. So to recap, we have, whenever we have a sequence of functions defined in the bounded interval, and we want to compute the integral of the limit, then that's the same as the limit of the integrals. Whenever we have uniform convergence of these functions. And now the next question, which is relevant, is what about differentiation? What if we have a sequence of functions fn, they converge to something, and we want to compute the derivative of the limit. Would that be the same as computing the limit of the derivatives of each element of the sequence? Here are two counterexamples, which shows that this is not always true. First of all, it's not enough, as it was for integration, to assume that we have uniform convergence. And here is a counterexample. Let fn be this function, sine of nx divided by n. So sine of nx oscillates more and more. So the nth function has a period of oscillation, which is 2 pi over n, which becomes smaller and smaller. But we're also dividing by the number n. So the amplitude of the function is not larger than 1 over n, since the amplitude of these functions is at most 1 over n. This sequence of functions converges to zero, and it even converges uniformly, but because if you take the supremum over x, no matter what interval, you get something which is at most 1 of n, which converges to zero, regardless of the choice of x. But on the other hand, if you take the derivative of these, then you get cosine n times x. And this is a sequence of functions which oscillates more and more, and the amplitude is large. And this sequence of functions certainly does not converge. So this is an example which illustrates that uniform convergence of the functions is not enough. You can recognize this problem in the picture by noting that the slope of these functions, they are large. They are of the order of one, like the cosine function is, even though we're converging uniformly to zero. So there is a mismatch between the point, between the function value that you're converging to and the derivatives that you meet on the way there. Here is another example. It's not enough to assume that the derivatives converge either pointwise or uniformly. It's a simple example. The nth function is some nice function, say the sine function, and you're plussing n. Well, of course, this function looks like this. It oscillates between n minus 1 and n plus 1. But otherwise, it's quite nice, apart from the fact that the whole function is shifted further and further away from the origin. The derivatives are, of course, just cosine of x. So all of the functions have the same derivative. And the cosine function converges to the cosine function. There is no n here. So we have uniform convergence of the derivatives. This should have been a derivative. But still, this sequence of functions does not converge, because pointwise, you're converging to infinity. So what these two examples illustrate is that we can have problems if you have pointwise values which are allowed to become larger and larger, and derivatives do not control how large a function is. It just controls the slope of the function. And as in the first example, we can have problems if there is a mismatch between the amplitude and the derivatives of the function. So here are the two conditions that we need. We have, as before, a sequence of functions on a bounded interval. They are continuously differentiable. So each function is differentiable and the derivative is continuous. And we have these two properties. We assume that the derivatives converge uniformly to some function. Let's call that function g. And as was shown in the second example, that is not enough. So we need to assume something more. We need to assume that there is at least one point, let's call it x0, which is such that the pointwise values on that at that point converge. Let's call that limit alpha. So alpha is the limit of these pointwise values. The theorem then says that we indeed have uniform convergence of the entire sequence to some function f. And f is a function whose derivative is g, which is what you would expect from the first property. And the value at x0 is alpha, which is what you would expect from the second property. And here's the proof. We have assumed something about the derivatives of fn. So let's give that a name. Let's call gn the derivatives of fn. The first property claims that these functions gn converge to g uniformly. Next, how do you relate the derivatives with the original function? Well, one way of doing that is by applying the fundamental theorem of calculus. The fundamental theorem of calculus essentially says that integration and differentiation are inverse operations of one another. So we can write the nth element of the sequence as the value at some point x0 plus the integral from this point x0 to x of the derivatives. That's the fundamental theorem of calculus. And now we have that each of these functions is equal to some numbers which converge, and integrals of uniformly converging functions. So to say that this converges, we can apply this result from the previous video about interchanging limits and integrals. So we want to take limit here, limit, limit, then we want to interchange these two in order to say what the limit is here. So applying that gives us that fn converges to some function f, where fn is the sum of the limits of these numbers, which is this, plus the limits of these integrals, which by this result is precisely the integral of the limit, which is what we called g. And this proves first of all uniform convergence to some function f whose derivative is g. If you differentiate f, you get g, and when you evaluate at x0, you get this becomes zero because it's the integral from x0 to x0, and you get alpha. And this proves the result. And now almost for free, we can prove the same kind of property about series of functions. So let's say we have a series of functions. Each function is continuously differentiable. They're defined on the bounded interval, and we assume that the series consisting of the derivatives converge uniformly. We also have to assume that the series evaluated at some point in space converges. Then the result is the same. This series of functions converges uniformly, and their derivatives is the series of the derivatives. And this is merely an application of the previous result to the case fn is this partial sum of the functions. As usual, if you have questions or comments, please don't hesitate to get in touch.